Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The beauty of a Brazilian jet, Mike, is there's no hair anywhere.
I also,
especially the back of the plane.
Especially there, because a lot of times, like on a 747, it's horrible.
She literally can say, you went over your sodium by such and such. That's probably why your weight was up today. And also, you have to be aware of water retention and drink plenty of water. And the alcohol, of course, makes you retain water.
It'll make your liver fail, ultimately.
Can he do the unbelievable?
Yeah.
Can you say unbelievable? Wait. Don't. You gotta stage it, you see? How do you think the show's been today?
Unbelievable.
How do you think the show's been today?
Unbelievable.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Greetings. Oh, my God, I'm loud. Sorry, I was turning that up to compensate for what was coming to me. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Hannibal, Missouri, Talladega, Alabama, Brantford, Florida, Aiken, South Carolina, Corinth, Greece, and the Canary Islands in Macronesia. We're scattered all over the United States today. We've got yours truly down here in the west south of Florida. We've got Rob Spiewak in Virginia. And we've got Oscar Santana, who is down in Charleston, South Carolina, doing some work for Podville Media with the White House podcast. And so that's very exciting. How are you? How is your trip? How's everything going?
Yeah, the modern marvels of travel these days are absolutely garbage. Imagine paying $700 to American Airlines, and then you get on the plane, they huddle you on, and they say, the jetway is broken, we're stuck here. And then when
I worry about American Airlines. Yeah. I always have. Of all the airlines I've flown, Delta now, Jewel Rogers Airline, I like that one. I'm okay with JetBlue. I'm okay with United. I'm even okay with your Southwest. I pulled out of a flight on Spirit, and I'll forget this if I don't say it right now.
Please.
A recent news story that I watched said that they're fast tracking pilots at Spirit.
That's good news.
If there's one thing, and of course the journalist says nothing about the safety issue of fast tracking. Just like, if you want a quick way to become a pilot and then fly a commercial jet, they're giving you the opportunity right now. I was a little freaked out by that. Yeah,
well, VCU is offering an 18-month program to become a surgeon. So you might want to check in. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Very fast track. But you had a rough flight.
It was disturbing. Then you arrive and they're like, oh, we're having bad luck with jetways today. If you can, please keep your seatbelts fastened because apparently this jetway's broken.
You know, the jetway.
Both airports?
When you're talking about
it. Yes.
How many times, and I think anybody that flies on a regular basis, and I don't anymore, I would say that when you're thinking about traveling across the country and you do a six-hour flight to somewhere, you're going to coast to coast and you land, and then you just sit there.
The worst. Mm-hmm.
Because somehow with all of the not allowing planes to crash in midair and landing safely with a low ceiling with 200 feet of visibility with 400 people on a jet, they can bring it down feather smooth. And then you get there and whoever the F-stick is that is responsible for hitting a little joystick to roll out some wheels screws that up and you wait on the tarmac, or they haven't, a gate's not available. That's what I've always found absolutely stunning, but I don't run the airline industry. And now you're telling me that both on the takeoff end and on the landing end, the little guy that runs the joystick, it was broken and they couldn't get the jetway.
The jetway.
Sounds so
in
modern.
Theory, Mike, how do you weigh in if Dulles Airport, John Foster Dulles International Airport here, if they had ever made the mobile lounge concept work, do you think that was the solution? Where you'd actually get on a vehicle that would take you from the terminal, it would link up to the plane, and you just get in. It's never worked, But
well,
that was
they
the thought.
Never did it in
right.
my adult life. I never what Rob is talking about for years and years and years at the Washington D.C. Second airport, which there are two of them. There's National Airport. Most big cities have two big ones now, and there's Dulles Airport. And a lot of you who have flown transatlantic have probably connected through Dulles Airport. And for years and years and years before they finished after basically 40 years. The underground tram system, they would have the mobile lounge. That, yes. Isn't that what they called it, right?
Wasn't it a mobile lounge? Yeah, this is kind of like William Hurst's castle in California that Dulles began to decay before it was finished. It's
right.
been being built for about 50 years, and there's always something going on. But it was always sold as the airport of the future. Right down to the design of it.
And
but
it looked like it.
It did.
It
when you would drive by it.
Spectacular
yeah,
architecture.
Like Jetsons, like a big swooping roof that was beautiful.
So the original concept of this airport was that they were going to take these little trams that were, they not only would attach to the terminal, but they would raise and
yes.
lower.
Mm-hmm.
In order
take
to
you right
transfer
to your plane.
You where,
yeah.
and they were going. They originally, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know the real history of it. Originally, they were designed to take you from the terminal directly to your plane.
Exactly.
Then somewhere along the line, they said, "Well, this is effed." And
so
what they did,
Mike. The best part is this. For years, they had these huge mobile terminals that they would put these people in these mobile lounges and just drive them from one terminal
to the next terminal.
To another yeah. terminal.
And where you get on a jetway.
Yeah, it was so stupid.
It was insane. And you could count on a half an hour before you would even get to your luggage.
Yes.
And then it would take longer because they were further away. I will never understand it now. And then, finally, and I remember this. As the joints begin to atrophy and the gray comes into my hair, they complete the underground train system to take you to the terminals.
Yes.
The future
is here. And the first train that I took, the first train, I think I counted it off on my steps, was 13 miles from getting out of your car. To get on that little train.
Lots of inclines, too. Lots of inclines. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's every bit DC. It's every bit adhering to the right regulations. It's every bit of hurry up and wait. And, you know, so many of these wonderful city projects, the tunnel system in Boston, the airports, infrastructure, and all this. By the way, I read an article the other day, speaking of transportation, about the cost efficiency of high-speed rail compared to rebuilding all these antiquated highways. And it was pretty stunning how much cheaper it is to do that. And I've always been a lover of train travel.
Why don't they use that eminent domain bit? If you can build stadiums with it, why don't you build the trains? By the way, with all due respect, I know the big cities, maybe not, this wouldn't work in New York City, but between Delaware and DC and Delaware and New York, and I'm including Philadelphia, it's all a dump. So why don't just blow all that out, get the high-speed rail, and then move on with life?
Yep.
I think so. I think that it's going to have to be better.
You sold me on train travel, Mike, back when we were commuting to D.C.
Loved it.
Commuting to New York. Train is the way to go.
Well, during the summer, how many times would you guys be sitting on your hands in the airport when I was already getting into the station because
exactly.
of the thunderstorms that would be screwing up? So you have the broken system on either side.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're on a small jet, right?
Oh,
because you're coming to Charleston.
Two on each side. Two on each side.
Yeah, two on each side. Probably a little Embraer. A little
like
Brazilian jet. I know I've flown everywhere, so I know what's what. I love those jets. They're fun. They're fast, and that part's good. Was that part at least decent?
Yeah.
Or
the,
did it
the
smell
hour
like
on
ass?
Each side.
Like
no, the hour on each side was garbage. You're like, oh, we're here. Oh, wait. Oh, we just have to wait.
The beauty of a Brazilian jet, Mike, is there's no hair anywhere.
I also
especially the back of the plane. It's
oh, especially there, because a lot of times,
manicured.
Like on a 747, it's horrible.
Oh, I also it's just had all bush.
A weird interaction where, for the first time ever, there was, I guess, a flight attendant, and she was giving away some, instead of giving you just the cup, she was giving you the can. And
that's nice.
I was like, this is quality. It's Southwest. They give you a sip and they keep walking. and they give you the same can to another person. Doesn't matter about COVID, but you like you take a sip and you move on. Take a sip and you move on. Take a sip and you move on.
Okay. You're doing shtick, aren't you?
And this
you're
time.
You're doing that dry humor that you do so
bad. I asked for water, and she gave me the cartoon-sized silo, like the big smart water guy.
A liter?
A liter. A liter.
Probably a liter and a half of smart water if it's the tall one, yeah.
And I said, so I, like a rube.
This is today on today's flight?
This is new territory for me, Mike. You know I'm a Southwest guy. I'm a cattle call guy. But apparently
worst.
When we fly business, they put you on a different airline. Who knew? So I sat there and I poured myself a cup of water and then tried to give her back the bottle. And she looked at me like I was a rube. She's like, no, honey, you can keep the bottle.
Wow.
Smart water. How far we've fallen. With air travel, things that we like that are special. They gave you free water.
Yeah.
At least you didn't get it out of the tap in the bathroom.
Usually you have to pay for it.
Not to say, Mike, there wasn't someone in the back filling the bottles of smart water. Those are probably the same bottles they've used for four
with
months.
Poop water back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
With the poop water that's
non-potable water.
By the way, before we proceed, I'd like to share with you, I went to my wonderful Latin barbershop today and asked for the Derek Carr. And
oh,
this is what they gave me here. So this is it today.
Oh,
this
very
is
tight on the sides.
Yeah, that's super high and super tight.
Super. And I realized I will never get to Derek Carr because he has hair up on top.
Yes.
So his was like a number one and then a big, like almost.
Well, you know what?
The
front part of the top of your head looks good, but it looks like you don't have enough volume to lay
back.
Down in the back.
I don't have volume to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm losing my hair.
You should consider
I'm getting
hats.
The O'Mara hairline rapidly. Everything's failing. Everything's failing. That's
no,
the way
no.
it is. So
how is
you are? Go ahead.
No, I'm curious on your end. I feel like the transition to afternoons has been great, but I don't know how you feel.
Oh, I'm tired.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I'm Jelly Legs. My name, my rap name is Jelly Legs.
Jelly because, Legs.
Yeah, because it like anybody who's ever worked with anybody in the gym. Knows that these guys put you through your paces. And if you work with the same guy, he knows you. So there's no cheating. And he knows you, you know. The worst thing I can hear from my friend Tim, and Tim will get a kick out. Tim likes my sense of humor, so that gets me through these workouts. But the worst thing I can hear is, like, hey, there's better movement there today, much better move. And I know that, you know, and then I hear the clinking in the background. Yeah, so if you're able to move, let's add weight to that exercise. So I will tell you, as someone who has worked out before, there is one particular exercise that everybody does in gyms, and it's hard for me to describe my hatred of it. It's called the lunge. And the lunge is, I do assisted lunges now. I do lunges I do what are called wheelchair lunges. No, and it's just he knows
does
I
Tim
hate
hold
this.
You up.
I hold a little strap and I do the lunges and and it just sucks. And so I walked out today. And he said, "Have a nice day." And my legs are going.
Can't feel them.
You too. Have a nice like that. And then he does. I don't know what they're called. It's when you lay down and then you lift your pelvis up to the sky and hold it for a couple of seconds. There, it's a variation
Kegels.
Of a. They're they're not.
No,
Kegels.
I don't think it's a Kegel. But whatever it is it assisted? Are there straps with
no,
this one,
come
too?
No, come on. Does anybody know? Your wife knows. Where you sit there and you bend your knees and then you thrust your... you're
hip
on
thrusters.
Your back and you're... Hip thrusters.
Yeah.
Hip thrusters. And then he says, okay, we're going to do a one-legged hip thruster. And I'm like, you did it last time I was here. You did them two legs. What are you? And he said, let's just see how it goes. And I try the one-legged hip thruster and my hip goes... so we went back and he always feels so disappointed because you know he said that's not gonna work today and what that's
today.
Saying is you're a ball of Play-Doh and it's not gonna work today.
It's gone too far.
I went back to it. Yeah, it was it's you're
how old is Tim?
20s probably, yeah. Maybe 30s.
Oh, okay, so he doesn't understand.
Incredibly fit, and I'm sitting there
celebrity
and I know,
most resembles
Oh my God!
Just
probably a little.
Up.
I don't want to insult him.
Bradley
no, line
Cooper.
Line up the Dreamboats. Who?
He's probably
Gary Coleman.
He's if Jake Gyllenhaal and Pete Davidson had a kid, he'd look like
so a tall Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's he's a wiry, fine looking man
with a penetrating stare. Apparently,
with a very with an intense stare. He does. He has that. So that's it. So he's got me doing this stuff.
Can you do a creep pick next time you're there?
No, I can't do a creep pick. I have to value somebody.
Say you'll do more hip thrusters if you can do a selfie with him.
I don't want to do a selfie, you asses. I don't want to do that. I'm just trying to, you know, do that. And it's new. And, you know, here's the foolish thing about me. You know, he said, I was thinking about doing twice a week for an hour. I think it's better for you if you do three times a week for a half an hour. And I'm thinking, oh, half an hour. Cake.
Yeah.
Cakewalk.
No, overall, less time.
These torture men are able to get it out of you. And, at one point he says to me during my workout today, he said, so how are you feeling today?
Was that his tone?
No. And it was not snarky, but it's like, okay, how are you feeling today? And at this point, this is what really cracked him up today. I said, I'm 62. I don't feel good on any day. And I'm in mid squat when I'm saying that, and he starts laughing. But it's what it is, and I'm committed to it. So nastrovia and watch the sodium.
In that situation, they love an answer like that. When I was in the hospital, and I literally
excuse me, hold on, this? Rob. What?
That's right.
What? Okay. I know the other thing was alcohol. I know. Let's not talk about that now. I'm doing the show with you.
Yeah, we're trying to help Rob out, not hurt him.
Yeah, he has a problem. Come on.
Yeah, don't entice him.
No,
I gotta go.
By the way, let me see if I can find the music here.
Oscar, when I was in the hospital, they had to run like a splitter, almost like a power strip, to get all the different IVs in me. And when the lady comes in and she's getting a running start to put that next IV needle in me, she says, and how are you today? And I always said the same thing. Never better.
Mike, if we're clear, you're having a cocktail right now?
No. Carla comes in with a non sequitur. Out of nowhere.
It's
and
a sequitur for her. It's sequitur
the
for her.
Nutritionist who I'm also working with.
Is this also called Tim?
Pops in on is watching what I eat every day.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And her instruction was she literally can say, you went over your sodium by such and such. That's probably why your weight was up today. Mm. And also you have to be aware of water retention and drink plenty of water. And the alcohol, of course, makes you retain water.
Make your liver fail, ultimately.
Now let's transition to that. So this will be an ongoing dialogue.
Mike, there's a lot of good things alcohol does, but there's some bad things too, and one of them is kill you.
Yeah, I know. How are you feeling today, by the way?
I feel great today.
We don't do that enough, and we have to remind everybody, Rob is just back to a regular
and
schedule.
And we don't know for how long.
So let's enjoy it while we can. I feel really good today.
You feel good today?
I got some good news
for Oscar and I are so cruel. It's ridiculous. We care so
You're
much.
You're not as cruel as I thought you were going to be.
Well, we
so
will
that's
be.
Okay. As you I know improve, you'll get there. You'll get there.
I hope I can be really cruel to you. But yeah.
Oscar gets a very special cruel button that I'll talk about later that was just a throwaway before the show. But I got some good news is that they're still waiting for my hemochromatosis results to know if I'm actually storing too much iron. My iron is down more in keeping with the rest of my blood scores most recently. So that's a good sign. And but because of that, I had to schedule an MRI today because they want to make sure that the iron isn't gathering in any organ in particular.
What does that mean?
It needs to be treated with medication or diet or perhaps a combination of both. But
is this related to the liver too? Perhaps.
Yeah, iron can hang around your liver and it can actually complicate the operation of the liver. It can slow it. If it's because the blood.
I'm sorry, but I don't. Right. If I don't ask these when they come into my head, I'll forget them. Mm-hmm. Does the iron? Can the iron flag you as having a liver issue that maybe is not as bad as they think? Is that possible?
Yes, it could
what
be.
What I'm saying is all the stuff you've been told you are dealing with, could that be a result of the iron problem?
It wouldn't be exclusive of that, likely, but it certainly could complicate it, and it's one thing that needs to be weighed in when they do whatever analysis they're going to do.
Right.
So we need to wait and see.
It.
Yeah, the iron, the weird thing is that when they were watching my blood scores improve over the last few weeks, everything was staying in sort of in a stasis position, but the liver stayed high. I mean, the iron stayed high, and that was something of a concern. But it did come down a little bit on its own. In the next day or so, we should have more test results, and we'll know more. So I had to schedule the MRI today just to be sure. And
did they tell you to stop chewing on your ring?
No, I
don't know what that means.
I said, I'm sorry, I couldn't come to. I was licking the frying pan.
The skillet.
Once it cools down. Oh, Mike, if you have like eggs and you just want to lick that skillet. And I mean, I don't know if it's bad for my liver, but it's great for my mood.
Rob likes to go downtown to the historical parts of places like Old Town Alexandria.
Yes.
And suck on the gates that
people
have.
As a matter of fact, I used to get a small living wage from Old Town Alexandria. I would remove the rust from the latches by sucking on hinges.
By giving it a cat bath.
Yeah, exactly. And
just
they gave
licking
me
it vigorously, right?
They gave me a small room to live in at the Masonic Temple. It was a long time ago, and I don't know if I'm paying for it now or not, but we'll see.
They don't use them as much as they used to for restorations, but in the old days it would be, we need a good iron licker to come down here. And
that was my website, www.ironlicker.usa.
Now that, I'm looking in your background there, Oscar, and that table is either very upscale or it's very old.
Let me see if I can give you.
Oh, I think it's upscale.
Tour.
And it's got
we getting a tour?
A tchotchke on it.
Oh, that's a nice room. Right? It's small, but it's a nice room.
It's a little guy.
Is that a red pit bull statue on your nightstand?
It is. You're right.
Yeah. Did you pack that or did that come with the hotel?
Pack that. Yeah, I sleep with that.
Everywhere he goes.
He takes his pit bull with him. Can we look out the window? Can
we look out the window? Let's see what I got. I'm sorry. This falls apart. You know why.
Are you wireless or are you wired?
I'm cabled, but I can unplug the power. Give me a second.
He's partially wireless.
Partially wireless.
It's very bright today down in Charleston.
It's very bright.
South Carolina. Let's see what we have here.
Let's see if we see anyone on the floor.
Let me know what you see because I can't see what you see.
All right, he sees there are palm trees. There's another hotel across the street.
Oh, the 26 Fondue.
Lift the camera up a little bit so we can see if you've got any kind of
palm trees.
Up higher. That's not that
good. Nothing.
Looks
special.
Nice. Looks like you're in the city. The downtown.
Yeah, we're downtown.
Area.
We're downtown.
He could easily be in Georgetown fooling us.
Yeah, he could.
It really does look like that.
All right, you can go back to it now.
Nothing
it looks
crazy.
Looks like you're right over the awning. Of the hotel, you know, where, you know, you could stand out there and ask for beads or something.
Wrong city, wrong time of year. I don't think anyone has any beads.
There's an arts festival coming up. That's all. I heard that.
Oh, that's bead festival.
So are you able to say why you're in Charleston?
Yeah, it's...
I know you did a little bit yesterday.
It's a remote production for the White House Historical Association podcast called 1600 Sessions.
Great.
If you're a history buff, this is right up your alley.
Fascinating.
And just working with the White House overall, you know, just saying that is surreal.
There is absolutely actually, surreal. There was an episode they did a couple weeks ago, probably about 6 or 7 weeks ago, where Jimmy Carter's grandson was doing some research and found that there was an actual
Excuse
White
me,
House
Rob, I'm
record
sorry.
Collection.
I hate to interrupt. I'm sorry. Just one second, if you
will. Yeah.
Carla, what are you cooking? Like a diarrhea pierogi?
Oh, no.
What is that?
Delicious.
Oh, my God. It's horrific what that smells.
What?
She's cooking something, and it's just like...
Is it like Brussels sprouts?
It's something she likes that's healthy and has vinegar
in it. Is she making kidneys?
Something farty and vinegary?
It's nasty. But, I don't know, you know. Like the guy that I work out with, he has a kitchen in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
He's making lasagna, his vegan lasagna. And I walk in, and it's just magnificent. And
oh, so you go to this guy's home?
No, it's he's got an office. He's got an office with a commercial kitchen in it. It's fantastic. Anyway,
6,000 square feet. Jimmy Carter's grandson did some research and found out there were two record collections that was given to the White that were given to the White House for the president to have access to music of the day, classic music, mm-hmm. and even like current music. Like when Nixon was president, there was one, and then I believe there was a second one during the Ford administration. And so in the White House, they have these beautiful leather-bound, color-coded binders with pristine copies of like Bob Dylan and the Village People and just amazing, the Woodstock soundtrack. Just such a diverse, wonderful collection of music. And no one had known about it. It had been forgotten about. And they were able to find it in storage and bring it out. And if you want to just check out one episode of the 1600 Sessions, it's a fantastic one. I love it. Loved it
a lot. Very cool. So Mother's Day's coming up this Sunday. And I was watching the local news today. And I got right to that spot that I always get to, which is I just believe that there is a continual vast conspiracy. Let me tell you what I believe in. I believe in the advertising dollar. It's how we make a lot of our living here on the Mike O'Mara Show. So I'm all for advertising. You put your ads in places.
I packed my electric scooter, and I've been scooting around Charleston.
You're able to do that with electric bike.
You and your pit bull.
The electric bike and your pit bull. But what I don't care for is when I'm watching the local news, and they have what looked to be a generic packaged report coming from this generic reporter that probably does reports for 40 different local TV stations. And he's doing a piece on Mother's Day and the high cost of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And then he proceeds to tell me, but there, of course, jewelry is an option. And he's sitting there and going, it's like, why are you pretending that this is some sort of news broadcast when you are just shilling for me to go out and buy something else? And then you're telling me that you're giving me this sage advice, like make sure you if you're ordering online, order early so you're not late. You know, it's like F you and the horse you rode in on, and you're telling me about. And then they got the guy at like a Lowe's who's talking about, as opposed to buying roses or flowers that are going to last six days, why don't you get a plant? Because a plant will last a little bit longer. In fact, in some cases, it can last a lot longer. And I'm screaming at the TV going, oh, you mean if I buy a plant, I can put it in the ground and it won't die?
Let's talk to Mr. Green Thumbs about azaleas.
What is going on?
Rhododendrons. I know. It's really bad.
So many weird things. And then between watching Kim Kardashian shove her ass into Marilyn Monroe's dress, And it's been a weird 24 hours that, and of course, a little league game in between. I got in trouble last night at the little league game.
At the game?
Well, that's not a good Mother's Day present.
No, it was a ground ball and kids on second and third, first and second, and it went into the outfield, and there were no instructions given to continue to run. And so I was in my little chair on the sideline, and Coach! Coach them!
Oh, you see,
I was that pissed off.
You would have been okay if you had just yelled run.
I know.
But you had to direct it at the coach.
No, I'm so ready for this to be in my rearview mirror. It's not even funny. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's a combination of fact. I love watching it. I went through an entire season of another sport and had a wonderful time. Well,
you almost ruined that sport as well.
What do you mean? Oh, because I got in the fight.
You were a little tipsy
coach.
And you kind of fight with the coach. Yeah,
I was a little tipsy. I had to throw that in there. You know, it's really hard when you work with somebody that's got the young memory and he goes, oh, you did that. Yeah, all right. Maybe I should stay home.
It's understandable, Mike. I used to drink.
Oh, wow. We're going to go down that road.
Just a joke. That's all.
No, so the idea of
what you did is so not shocking. It's so on brand for you.
It really is.
That you yelled at the coach and didn't just give the instructions.
I generically yelled out.
I know, coach. But you are sometimes a little pointed in your directions and encouragements.
The hostility is palpable.
I won't.
It's
name
horrible.
Names.
These guys drive me insane.
I won't name names, but I'm always, I like to remember there was a time that we were doing an episode of the old show, Terrestrial Show, and one of the cast members, it was so obvious there should have been more to what he was saying, and there was just a dead pause, and you, at the end of your rope, said, "Say something!"
Well, I'll talk about the coach on the other side.
Okay.
Who incurred the wrath of people at one particular point by saying, you got to run through the base. You got to run through the base. Yeah. And if there's somebody on the base, you got to run through them. And you heard, ooh, ooh. And I really wanted to turn around and go, ooh, isn't it better to say nothing? Just tend to them when they start crying.
Tend.
I'm not the one that's like, everybody gets a trophy like that. And I'm not the guys that rail against that. But I am somebody who said, there has to be a learning curve. There has to be instruction to get them to understand that this is a competition. That's what it's about.
Does the coach then, when you bellow, coach,
I
have
to hate my guts.
Does the coach look up from his phone and say, yeah, I got you. My bad. Next time. I got you.
I think that, all right, we haven't talked about this.
As soon as I finish this TikTok, I'm going to tell him to take third.
I wanted to talk to Oscar about it all last week.
Okay.
I believe there was one particular time where I was said, hey, we're going to need some help on this tournament, and we're going to need so-and-so's leaving. I said, okay, I'll pick up the slack. That's great. And then I never heard anything. And here's how I played it. I said,
oh, dear.
I'm not going to be the pursuer. If this person is chosen, that maybe he thought better of it, that he didn't want me around. But I am so wonderful. If I'm in that primary role,
you're the hot
chick. Would be wonderful.
Yeah.
I wanted to, not the hot chick. No. Far from it. I'm not part of the young dad little group.
Yeah, but you're a celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity. I'm not even close to a celebrity.
I was a celebrity in
Washington, D.C. in the 90s, 40 years ago. That's when I was a celebrity.
You take all of that out of it, but if you go back to whether it's sports or a school event, if they ask you to do something and don't follow up, you're not going to, you don't want to be the one that, no, and I didn't either. I never did. There were one time
that.
No,
not on that. If I am like turbocharged, I'll go to the meetings, and that's still in the back of my mind.
Yeah, but they have to tell you when the meetings are. I mean, you shouldn't have to like seek them out.
No, what it was, because there's an older dad that coached the other team, and he was like, yell. And it was not yell. It was just that instruction. Mm-hmm. And it was constant. And it has to be constant because otherwise there is
no structure
whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So that, I am sad to say, raises my blood pressure to a level it should not in that environment. That should be a chill, but and I hate it when I see the reports of parents that get so upset that they're screaming at a referee. I would never do that. I would never, ever do that. But I just want some engagement with the youngsters out there.
Didn't it start rather chill?
There is a level of it. It's just not what I would like
well,
to see.
Also,
I think that I'm frustrated.
Got a coach on the other side, or the manager, and he's banging out instructions, and your team is just like sitting there trying to figure it out, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
So that was the combination.
When did you throw beer in his face?
I did no such thing. I was not drinking anything. Not drinking alcohol. Right. I was looking at the very black sky down here. Do you have a bumpy ride on the way down?
Yeah.
There's a lot of tropical weather in the south and southeast.
Well, when the cold front moves in,
But you're there, and you're going to be. Yep. Have you done work, or are you doing work, or are you finished? What's going on?
We walked the locations. The six locations we'll be shooting at tomorrow. So we did a site check. We met with the photographer, the videographer that's going to be shooting. We have another meeting right after this show to plan out again what's going to happen tomorrow morning. We have a 6 a.m. call, and then we get shooting. So
that's so cool.
When are you coming back?
I'll fly back on Friday afternoon.
Oh, so we're doing another 3 o'clocker tomorrow?
Yeah, baby. 3 o'clock.
Okay, good. I love this. You sound good. You look good. This is one of the better, and I love the headset. I love the, Nelly. Yeah, looks like the Crimson Tide of Alabama is taking a trip down the field.
It's yesterday. Like talking to Jim Nance, isn't it?
Yeah. By the way, Jim Nance, yes, sirree, what a great day it's been. I'm doing the whole whole repertoire of Harry Carey. That's just incredible. From Charleston, South Carolina, we've got that. The only one I don't do is Vin Scully. I wish I did a better Vin Scully.
Well, if you did Vin Scully, you could be working in sports.
What? Yeah, what about Facenda? Facenda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Third down, 4 yards to go. Oscar Santana playing the Charleston Jaybirds.
The Savannah Bananas.
The Savannah Bananas. Oh, my God, we're running late. We got to take a break. We will come back, and later on in the program, we will have a discussion about, hey, America, congratulations. It's terrifying to be a comedian now. I'm glad you can do that to people. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Way to go. Way to go, Will Smith. Douche. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the homepage right after this.
Hey, y'all, I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, America, this is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied.
Bring that level up for me, please.
Every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears real tiny little jackets.
This is going to work, bro. I mean, this is going to be good. Right?
I make my own beer. It tastes like...
Take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan.
And I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups.
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Golly.
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
That dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I want to set a little scene for you. Imagine you take a little camping trip out into the mountains on your summer weekend this year, and you decide to bring along your solo stove. And then you get your tent set up, or you have a cabin that's got a nice little space outside, and you set up your solo stove. You'll experience why there's nothing quite like gathering around a warm fire on a cool evening. You'll love it. And a smokeless fire pit from our friends at Solo Stove. It makes it. It makes the whole deal. Your outdoor moments are even more memorable. You can spend some time with family and friends. You can build lasting memories around a solo stove, fire pit, and it's so easy. It's the best. Instead of having to constantly dodge the fire fumes from the campfire, you can sit back, you can relax, and you can actually enjoy the fire. And right now, you can get a great deal on a solo stove fire pit. They're brilliantly engineered, made with premium grade 304 stainless steel and a 360-degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency while minimizing smoke. It is so easy to light, just a few bits of starter. Your fire is blazing in minutes. It's perfectly portable to take on your camping trip. Take Solo Stove with you on anything you want to do. It's fantastic. Take it to a friend's house. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is the best. Shop now. Get up to 30% off fire pits all month long and use promo code TMOS at checkout to get an extra $20 off. Plus, a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $20 off when you use promo code TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
All right, here's the story we're going to be talking about later on in the show. Dave Chappelle attacked on stage last night while doing a show at the Hollywood Bowl. Cell phone video shows a man running across the stage and tackling Chappelle while doing his act. Reports say the attacker had a gun and a knife. Later on, the story changed that it was a fake gun. But it had some sort of knife attached to it.
Retracting knife at the tip of
the gun. His attacker tried to escape, but then he got tackled by Dave's entourage. He was taken away in an ambulance after being roughed up backstage. When he returned to the stage, Dave credited Jamie Foxx with helping to apprehend the guy. So kudos to Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock was also at the show. Chappelle brought him up on stage, and Chris Rock said, "Was that Will Smith?" We'll talk more about this later. This is just not cool.
Would you like to hear? I actually have a little bit of tape of the aftermath where he does thank Jamie Foxx.
This is absolutely.
Jamie Foxx and Dave Chappelle talking.
Shout out to Jamie Foxx, by the way. Jamie, whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up in the sheriff's hat. I thought that was part of the show. I don't know what the... Listen, I just want to say, man, I've had an incredible time. This man is an absolute genius. We got to make sure we protect him at all times, man. This is what it's about. For every comedian that comes out here, man, this means everything, man. You're a genius. You're a legend. I enjoyed myself thoroughly, and we're not going to let nothing happen to you.
Everybody compose yourselves. I want to just
to be a peaceful moment.
All right, well, I don't want to hear that anymore.
So now it goes
on, and kudos to Netflix, a major streaming service, and everyone at that show where the video was 16 miles away of this going on. Mm-hmm. I guess in 4 or 5 days when someone says, I could have submitted my video.
Technically, according to some of the TikTokers, it was one of those deals where you had to hand your cell phone in when you went in.
Really?
Yeah, and so limited coverage is to be expected.
All right, there.
Because a lot of comedians are doing that anymore. So
also, how about this? Download the 4K video and share it with the world. Promote your show that you're going to have this in full 4K.
Yeah.
It was weird that we were having such a sketchy situation, but we'll talk more about it later on. Sunday's Country Music Hall of Fame induction ceremony got emotional, to say the least. The Judds were inducted one day after Naomi Judd passed away. The other inductees, Ray Charles, drummer Eddie Bayers, and late pedal steel player Pete Drake. Naomi's daughter and duo partner Winona and her other daughter, actress Ashley Judd, helped pay tribute to their mom. Winona said, quote, "It's a strange dynamic to be this broken and this blessed. But though my heart is broken, I will continue to sing because that's what we do." Ashley spoke for Naomi when she said, quote, "My mama loved you so much, and she appreciated your love, your esteem for her, and your regard for her penetrated her heart, and it was your affection that kept her going these last years." On Monday, Ashley shared a series of photos and clips on Instagram. Some were from the ceremony, and others were special family memories. And no details, too, but arguably it was a horrible situation with a suicide there. But, you know, I think they're probably all still in shock. The NFL has hired 10 new on-field officials. 10. I would like 10 brand new officials, please. So that means you have to get them from another store. No. The NFL has hired 10 on-field officials, including the first Asian-American to officiate in the league and a former player. Lo Van Pham joins the NFL from the Big 12 Conference, so he's got a lot of experience. He was born in Vietnam and after a stop in the Philippines, moved to the U.S. when he was just 7 years old. The NFL also announced Tuesday that Denise Crudup and Artenzia Young Siegler are the first black female replay officials. So they're getting a... Yeah, it's nice after 150 years. Yeah. The NFL has decided to get a little diverse.
No word on the concussions, though?
No word on the concussions, no.
All right.
Just glossed over that one. That's it. Okay, Kentucky Derby this coming Saturday. These are not the latest spreads on it. I'm just going to give you the names. Zandon, Epicenter, Messier, White Abario, Mo Donegal, Taiba, Smile Happy, Crown Pride, Charge It, Simplification, Cyberknife, Zozos. What a field. I always forget that
it's
Kentucky 20
horses
Derby has
usually,
like 100
right?
horses out there. Happy Jack. Oh, I like that. Nope. 30 to 1. We won't be doing that. Summer Is Tomorrow. That's a great name.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Tis the Bomb. I like that one. These are early odds because they're all 30 to 1. Pioneer of Medina, Barber Road, Classic Causeway, Tawny Port, and Ethereal Road. Those are your horses. I base them pick out the names. So,
and I hope that Tom Hammond is on, of course, for NBC.
I'm going to be going with, where is it? I'm going to be going with Zando, I think it's
that that one rube with the sunglasses.
Zandon, yes.
He's banned for life, right?
No, I don't think for life.
I don't think it's life, but I know he got suspended.
Yeah.
Is that Basham, right? Isn't that the guy's name?
Bob Baffert.
Baffert? No, it's not Baffert. I don't think it's
He spiked the India
Find
Oats.
Out, Pony. Find out. Trainer banned from the Kentucky Derby. Put in your search engine. Well, yeah. I'll try it again.
Open a browser.
Pony, is Pony working
he's there,
with
he's
us
there,
today?
He's there, yeah, he's there.
Pony, put in Pound trainer.
Bob Baffert.
Oh, Rob was right. Baffert was right. I forgot. Rob's a degenerate gambler.
And if you are not busy on Saturday, come by my house for one of my famous virgin mint juleps.
I don't like to hear you talk like
no,
that.
No, I can't.
They I don't like easily, to hear you talk like that. It's just counseling.
It's just mint and puddle water, that's all.
You're not, you got a long way to go, pal. A long way to go.
I said virgin mint julep. There's no alcohol in it.
I know. What's, I know.
Are you still a kernel, or did that fall off since you're dry now?
Oh, well, they haven't found out yet.
Okay.
That's back in the day, we both got kernel things from that guy that turned out to be a nozzle. Now a little something, something. Police in Belfast, Maine. That's very close to where I am. You boys have driven through there with me.
Okay.
They got a call Sunday night about a drunk guy at a motel called the Admiral Ocean Inn. I know where it is. I've driven by it. You know, there are no back roads. You know, the back road is the main road. So
sounds like is that 4 or 5 stars? I can never remember.
You'd be surprised. Probably a nice
is
place.
It motel,
with a
really, motel?
With a nice little view. This guy's name was Philip Delude. I'm not making it up. They kicked him out and said they'd arrest him if he came back. But he didn't listen. He just didn't listen. A cop swung by again around 12:40 a.m. to make sure he wasn't there. And he tried to hide from them by draping a bedsheet over himself.
Like a ghost.
Now, it's one of those motels. I think it's a motel where you sit outside and he just threw a sheet over himself. They found him sitting outside in a chair fully covered by a white sheet. They posted a photo on Facebook. He basically looks like a ghost who's just sort of lounging on the front porch. They pulled the sheet off, arrested him. He's facing charges for trespassing and violating a condition of release. Rob used to cover himself in a white sheet, but he wasn't hiding from anybody.
You just cut that out.
Back in the day. There you go. Yes, sir. All right, we got to go.
I was afraid at the hospital they were going to cover me with a white sheet.
Well, you know what? Thank
God. Put a tag on my toe.
No more of that mint julep talk. You don't make jokes like that because it makes it sound like you want one. And that's not good.
No. It's a virgin mint
julep. We worry about you. We're your brothers.
We
worry about you.
We need to get you a sponsor.
I've never felt that.
Or a mentor. We'll be right back, everybody.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom. And thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
KCJJ, we love you. Are they okay? Is everything okay with
everything's
our new
good,
taping
yeah.
schedule?
Mm-hmm.
They're
yes.
fine. Hey, everybody, cryptocurrency might feel like a super secret club, but Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door. Whether you've been trading for years or you're just getting started, Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. Plus, they support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto. All in one place. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. So if you are looking to diversify or just getting started, visit the website and check it out. It's a great time to start for a limited time. New users can get $10 in free Bitcoin when they sign up today at coinbase.com/TMOS. That's coinbase.com/TMOS for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TMOS. And thank you, Coinbase, for sponsoring our show. We truly appreciate that. Yeah, so in the news, you heard the whole Chappelle deal, which is... disconcerting because I don't know. I don't like the term copycat in a situation like this because it's really not. But we don't know the deets yet as far as what happened. You might be up to date on it. I'm not right
yeah.
now. I just bought the guy.
So I think it was a 5. You're probably used to this, Mike. You wake up early. But at 5 a.m., I'm online and I see the headline pull. And I'm like, this has to be some sort of spoof.
Right.
And then you see the grainy video and you're like, oh, my God. Chappelle wasn't just attacked. the guy lunged at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the lack of security at the Hollywood Bowl, and for those of you not in the know, it's an outdoor amphitheater, but
amazing history. It's a classy place. Great. And I can see there being like a lack of security at the Academy Awards because everyone in the first 30 rows is something to a do superstar. With Hollywood. Yeah. But you would think at a venue like that, the Hollywood Bowl has been around forever, that they would be able to have a little more control over what's going on than what they did.
And Mike, if you
could. Well, I'm seeing some pictures now. They kicked this guy's ass. That's for sure.
As they should.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you feel. Because I was trying to think back in history for. And the closest. It would be musical artists or band leaders. Because I honestly think about. I think about John Lennon and the access that like somebody could just walk up and blow someone away.
And the level of fame with Chappelle.
Correct.
Is up at that same level right now. The guy's name is Isaiah Lee. He's a rapper. And apparently he's the guy that rushed Dave Chappelle. He also used the comedian as the inspiration behind his own rap career. This is according to TMZ. Naming a song after Dave Chappelle. Isaiah Lee, 23. He was responsible for the attack. He's a self-proclaimed rapper by the name of No Name Trapper. He actually has a song on his 2020 album titled Dave Chappelle on Spotify. The song's lyrics are puzzling, mostly repeating, laugh at you ends a joke. I'm not sure what this is all about.
Pull his self-published card.
He's got 32,000 followers, fellas, and he only follows 80 people, Dave being one of them. This is weird.
Well, it's clearly a mental breakdown and mental illness.
Aside from that, you got to wonder about the breakdown of the system that would allow someone who is having mental issues make this happen.
I will tell you this, and then we can continue to discuss it. But man, oh man, when you're talking about how many of these guys that are at these shows that look mean and tough and fat.
Events,
you know, stand up with big security on their jackets that just have their thumbs up their butts and are watching a show when, you know, how does this stuff happen? There's a lot of space between these audiences and these performers. And this is not the Academy Awards where they were all A-listers in the front row.
Right.
If anybody wants a playbook how to deal with miscreants and problems overall, you look at the NBA last week, Mike. Did you see the footage of the arena security guard sitting next to what could have been a problem protester? And as soon as she stepped over the front two seats, he tackled her.
Yeah.
Right away.
Exactly.
Just,
I don't think it's rocket science to protect performers. I don't think people, especially the funniest people we have in society, some of our most brilliant performers, have to go on those stages with that in the back of their mind. I think it has to be, there has to be protocol. And, if you say, we used to be closer, well, I don't think you get the access you do anymore. You put a little distance between.
Yeah, and another thing about it that sucks is we've just come out of two and a half years of not seeing anybody perform anything. And now that they're putting their toe in the water, something like this happens is going to make it. Performers are going to start second guessing if stuff like this happens.
And who's going to buy all the CDs after the show? People aren't going to want to sell them.
Exactly.
It's really, our society too. You don't know what there's no rhyme or reason so far about this individual and why this person was doing it.
This is clearly a fame play.
I think you're right, probably.
Yeah.
Just a quick callback, Gilbert Godfrey. Like, he was just so wonderful. I just mentioned the CD side because the fact that he would take a suitcase of CDs on a bus from New York to DC, do his show, and then line up all his CDs in the world of digital music because he had the CDs to sell.
Exactly.
He printed too many. is just hilarious to me.
Well, it is.
And the you know, I didn't go, you know, I didn't see the memorial service or clips from it, but I don't even know if there were clips available. But his legendary cheapness, picking up the check.
Oh, yeah.
Just so hysterically.
You can find the entire service online. I've not drummed up the courage to watch yet, because it is, it's going to be heartbreaking to watch. But yeah, right. They didn't hold back either. It was somewhere between eulogies and roasts, I think.
Full court press for performers, that you need security there. The venue should provide security. The production companies should provide security. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the wackadoos have been locked up for 3 years, as Rob said.
Yeah.
They've been wanting an opportunity. People are thinking that this is the last chance for them to be famous. And this has been set up, unfortunately, by Will Smith on a silver platter.
Yeah.
So how much do you think the Will Smith factors into this? I think this is
100%.
Yeah.
Emboldens people to do this, whatever the motivation is. And if it's a fame play, as Oscar says, where a guy who's a aspiring rapper wants to make a name for himself, hope he thinks it was worth it. Looking at him being loaded into the ambulance, it certainly doesn't look like it was worth it. Because he is totally messed up with this.
Two months ago, if you said to someone, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up on that stage and I'm going to lunge at Dave Chappelle. They'd say, you'd never be able to do it. And then on one of the biggest keystone moments of entertainment of the year, the Academy Awards, someone walks up and slugs somebody. All of a sudden, it becomes a lot more
access.
Possible in people's mind. And that's what's horrifying.
It's such a weird world we live in right now.
It's scary.
I don't know. You just wonder about what's in people's heads and the idea, you know, when you think of the years and years and years and years that have gone by and the shows that have gone by, you know, the worst thing you would get would be usually on the other side when the comedian would screw up.
Yeah.
I think of Michael Richards, Kramer, you know, when he did that N-word thing where he was on stage.
Rant.
It was always that way where somebody would capture a video. And, you know, I'm not sure that I'm on board with the whole cell phone confiscation or not bringing a cell phone into the venue. I remember the first time I experienced that live was down here going to see Amy Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was kind of off-putting.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that one of the things that this in our new world, what keeps us safe is kind of having witnesses with cameras around. You know what I mean?
This is beyond that. And I'm not sure if you know this, Mike. These top tier celebrities, and don't ask me how I know this, but if you dig further enough, the internet will show you the truth. When you go over Drake's house, for example, doesn't matter if you're like, you know, a girlfriend or a friend, like no cell phones allowed in private parties of these A-list celebrities. Like there is
That's a little different, you know. I mean, right? Then
if I was at
venue.
Your house and Denny Hamlin was there and everyone was getting hammered and I had a cell phone, I would want to put that on YouTube.
I don't think we have any record of that, Oscar. We were all too drunk.
Yeah, it is actually it's mythology. Isn't that more of a fairy tale than anything?
Yeah, he never really showed up. I made the whole thing up. Yeah, we weren't commiserating about divorce.
I hated the time. I remember the part of the story where Denny Hamlin lunged at you.
Tackle me. Boy, did my friends beat the crap out of him. That was that. Oh, my God. We got to take a break. When we come back, do you like your Ubers? Do you like your Lyfts? You like being able to conveniently summon a driver with your app on your phone? Well, get ready. People don't like driving you. That's right, everybody. You've been an ass, and they're not picking you up. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's aging television heartthrob Tom Selleck. Back in the 80s, I played a Hawaiian detective on Magnum P.I.
Look, hey, why?
This isn't my first rodeo, and let me tell you something. I wouldn't be here today if I thought the Mike O'Mara bonus show took advantage of any American podcast listener. Or worse, that it was some kind of way to take your home. That who'd help my kid, and I'd sell my own grandmother for a hot lunch. No, a Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription isn't some kind of trick to take away your home. In fact, it's quite affordable. I mean, I can't afford that kind of thing anymore, but surely you can. After all, this is how Mike, Rob, and Oscar try to feed their families. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and start your subscription today, won't you? Look, I'm proud to be part of the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show family. I trust them, and I think you can too. The other thing people always ask me is if I banged Courtney Cox when I was on Friends. Yes. Yes, I did. And I think you could too.
I still love that one. That's a home run, Twitch. Mortgage rates have now hit 5% for the first time in a decade in what will probably be the new floor moving forward. So, what does that mean to you? It means that if you're purchasing a new home or you're looking to consolidate debt, it's more important than ever to work with a team that you can trust. Take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone. Do it now. Call him and his team at Cornerstone First Financial today. Limited supply and high demand dictates that you work with a company that can absolutely make sure that you are in the best possible space to be dealing with a potential seller. And that's what Mark and his team can do for you. No two scenarios are the same, and you need a company that will get down to the nitty-gritty of your specific situation. Whether a purchase or refinance, plus with their no-obligation rate quote, AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, why would you call anyone else? Answer me that. Why?
Why?
Whether a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial, the number one choice of TMOS and all of our listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. And before we discuss Uber and ride-sharing services here, the technical aspect of today's show, I bitch a lot, but I have to say, boys, all of you, well done today, seamlessly done, and truly appreciated on my end. For,
that's awesome.
God bless.
We haven't done that in a while, and since Oscar looks so good, send me that equipment. Anyway, let's get back to the
what, Oscar, you take it to the baseball game?
I know, it's just, I like the idea of, you know, as the, what are you doing? Hold on a second. What?
No, there he is. Look at him.
Hey, there he is.
Look at him.
Hi. What? Hello.
Did you want to say something?
No.
Did you want to say goodbye to the German man that left Happy Valley? And
Wait, he actually left today?
Well, he's leaving in a day. He's not going to come back. He's leaving. He's going to.
He was deported. Europe.
He's going to be out there.
That's
so
a far trip.
It is a far trip. It is a far trip.
Yes, it is.
Would you like to say his name?
Bye, Jolanda.
Thank you. Get out of here.
Wait,
you in the eye.
Is he moving to
Switzerland?
Can he do the unbelievable?
Yeah.
Can you say unbelievable? Wait. Don't. You gotta stage it, you see? Okay. How do you think the show's been today?
Unbelievable.
How do you think the show's been today?
Unbelievable.
Thank you. Now get out of here. I gotta finish. What?
I'm saying.
No, you're not. Where's mommy? Just be lovable.
She's making her pierogies, Mike.
You did. She's making her. You know what I said? It smelled like in the kitchen.
She's making kidneys.
It smelled like diarrhea pierogies in there.
Do you know what potatoes are? Mini potatoes.
Mini potatoes?
Yeah.
No, you're scaring me. What is that? What? What are they? This is not going to be good. This is not. Okay, I need. That's an
get
evil
it.
Laugh. What? What? They're little balls or something like that? Okay.
Don't you need to get back to riding your tricycle up and down the hall?
All right. Bye. Bye, Damien. See you later.
All that blood out of the elevator.
Hello, Danny.
All work and no play makes Mike a dull boy.
he did a great unbelievable.
I love the fact that he almost couldn't get through it without laughing because he knew it was great.
He told me the other day that he is making his friends laugh now by doing funny voices. So yeah. The app, look, I've never ever done I do voices when I'm just hanging around. But
yeah.
That's the
wait till he makes the girls.
But you
laugh.
did them when you were a kid, didn't you?
I did them when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'd settle for, you know, getting a hit during the Little League game.
Yeah. What happened? He struck out.
Oh no.
Did you hit him?
Shut up. That's horrible. Where were we?
Oh, dinner is
sharing.
For winners.
Ride sharing.
What do you mean it's going away, Oscar?
Well, it actually made sense. For a while now, when Shannon would ditch me or I'd stay late at work or vice versa, I'd say I'd just take an Uber home. And
sure,
it takes longer to get the rides, especially in a big city.
in the past had been, you'd average 2 minutes, boom, right there.
Yeah, there's someone always nearby. Yeah.
5, 10, 15 minutes. And you're like, this is strange. But I also can, make sense with the fact that people are just getting back in the workforce. The COVID situation is still, clearing up. And then this morning, as I'm waking up at CNBC, they announced that Lyft shares have dropped 30%. And it was such a disaster that Uber, who was supposed to announce after the market closed today, moved up their earnings announcement for the quarter to a 7 a.m. before the market opened so their shares wouldn't crash. And the source of this is people not wanting to work this gig economy, which was something no one could have seen. Nobody could have seen coming.
Because the gig economy was sort of in full swing before the pandemic, right?
Correct.
That's when it was sort of at its apex.
Correct. So,
and now nobody wants to work at anything.
Uber posted a wider than expected first quarter loss Wednesday, but said it doesn't expect, I noticed that it jumps up when you did the online department they give to the intern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't expect it. Rising costs linked to driver retainment to hold back near-term growth. But I think that it's kind of weird that people... This was the thing. This was going to be it. This was going to destroy the cab industry, right?
I sold my car because I was like, I don't need a second car because I'm just going to Uber back and forth. It's exactly. actually cheaper. Now it's not cheaper.
Right.
That's the truth.
And well, then, I know in Europe, in places like London, where... it's put a tremendous damper on the industry and where it was a noble occupation to be a cab driver. They would go to school for multiple years to learn the city back and forth. It was cool to ride in one of those olden style cabs in London. You know?
What I think we're not discussing is that during the last 2 weeks, Elon Musk has been in the news about Twitter, right?
Right.
But also Tesla's doing very well. He, within a conversation with the press, said, ideally one day, if you're not using your Tesla, if the AI is up to speed, your Tesla could drive people around and make you money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Autonomous taxis just
drive
you around.
They're
going to
drive you wherever you want.
Wherever you go.
And after you get in a wreck, he can invent autonomous doctors because the cars are running into each other.
You sound like such an old man. That is such an old man. You would not get in an autonomous car for city driving?
No. Mm-mm.
I see in a city, I'd do it in a minute. I'm not sure I'd want to go from D.C. to New York.
I would do it in a city situation before I would ride with Pony. But
true.
Well, if Pony did it, he'd take you fishing.
That's true.
Fishing.
Let me ask you, just briefly, Mike. And what do I think about this overall investment?
I've never been a fan of Uber, by the way. Never liked it.
I remember. You were like, I'm not getting... I remember the first time you got into a little Corolla. You were like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
What is happening here?
They said a midsize vehicle will pick you up. And my knee was at my chest. And I said, there is no legroom in a Corolla. There is no. It's a back seat in name only, or if I'm an infant.
Wasn't that the day after we did the show in? It might have been at the State Theater, and we all met for breakfast the next day. And you arrived to breakfast so pissed. Said, "I've been eating my knees for 3 miles."
I remember a series of bad ones in New Orleans, Louisiana, when we were down there, and I remember like two out of five Uber rides I had. I got this political speech from the cab driver.
Oh, the worst.
Which was ridiculous. Not the cab, the Uber driver. Yeah. And it was just like, it's a flawed system.
So you take the personality quirks and then you add a level of, okay, you might be paying me a little bit more money, but I don't know if I want to get the flu or get COVID or get sick. And that's kept a lot of people off on the sidelines. It's not worth it for them.
Let me offer an idea. And hear me out on this,
okay?
Because I think that, is it a shaky business model? No, not yet. We're not there yet. I think there's potential to get plenty of people that'll drive. We'll see. Yeah, buy the dip. Uber, fantastic stock. You hold on to it. You're probably going to do okay.
Long time.
I think as we normalize, we might get more people participating in the workforce for that. But ever forward, you're always developing. And what I like to do is combine trends. that work. Mm. So what about my new company? I think it's a great, great idea. That what is the biggest thing right now? Well, it's legalized pot.
Yes.
Ooh. Right?
Yeah.
So you combine, you know, like gummies or somebody wants mm-hmm. pot. Rob can't drink anymore, but he can probably take a little toke.
Yeah.
How about you combine a ride sharing service with that and you call it Duber?
Love ooh, it. Ooh. I'm in.
Duber.
So it's like you're floating on a cloud.
You just automatically add the gummy or the joint to your fare, and depending on the quality of the high, that's how you rate your driver.
It's a
you
high. Can always, it's a
you
high
can
class.
Always tell it. You can always tell a Duber car the windows are down.
I prefer a spliff.
What's that?
Spliff.
Yeah. Well, that would be the second company. It would be Duber exactly. and Spliffed.
No,
and it would
spliffed.
Be spliffed with FT, yeah, not spliff, yeah. because yeah. that would be spliffed.
Like Lyft, yeah. You have to have both apps.
Funny with the best base hit. Oh, it hit the wall. It's a double. That's spliffed with spliffed too. Yeah, arrive high every time. It will be fantastic.
Guaranteed.
Do it that way. Anyway, we got to take a break. When we come back,
make a banner of spliffed.
Please.
Spliffed. Yes. They're thinking out there. Mm-hmm. That Pittsburgh, California connection. Already wheels are turning. We'll come back with the Soundtown with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's right. Buy stock in Duber and Spliffed.
Hello, parishioners. It's me, Uncle Baby Billy Freeman. I want to thank all of you that have supported me by purchasing my Baby Billy's Health Elixir. Blessings to all of you. But I've recently discovered something that's even more potent, and it's my God-given duty to tell you about it. It's the Mike O'Mara Show on TikTok. Beautiful, funny, spiritually uplifting, bite-sized clips of your favorite podcast. Perfect for yourself and for sharing with the congregation of your life. It's based on ancient scriptures and heals colds, flus, straps, even COVIDs. Just search TikTok for Mike O'Mara Show and follow us. Heal the spirit to heal the body. Mike O'Mara Show on TikTok. It's your salvation. Or my name isn't Walton Goggins. Baby Billy Freeman. Amen.
Thanks, Walton. Hey, you know, we're on our weight loss journey. We're faced with difficult mm-hmm. decisions every day when you're dealing with that. Noom Weight gives you the support and knowledge you need to make positive choices, even when it's difficult. By learning the psychology behind your habits and better understanding and learning about your relationship with food, you'll gain the wisdom you need to continue making long-term positive choices. Everyone is unique. That's why Noom Weight adapts to your lifestyle. Its flexible approach focuses on progress, not perfection. And it lets you work toward your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. Personally, I love that Noom gives you the knowledge you need to make informed choices that fit your lifestyle and also helps you reach your goals. An off day is okay. Noom will course correct you. You're the boss. 5, 10, or 15 minutes a day. How much time you want to spend on the app is totally up to you. Oscar loves Noom. You just saw why, and Carla has never looked better. Start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS. And thank you to Noom, everybody.
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Soundtown.
Mike, what do you and I always say when we're having our conversations late at night?
I we hate too? Them. We say, I hate those guys.
Blue Steel? You
no, too. We say, you too?
You had a boner too?
No, we say, poor Cardi B.
Oh, yes. I'm constantly thinking that, know?
She was at the Met Gala, and she said to the crowd when she was on the red carpet, everybody have fun, and then pretended to do a snort like some cocaine, and everyone is coming out against her for promoting drug use. Well, Cardi B is just, she's not having any of it.
If y'all ever wish to be rich and famous, don't wish to be famous. Wish to be rich. I'm so sick of it. I hate it. Why me? I feel like God cursed me with fame. If I could click my feet 3 times, and go back to 2013 when I was just a regular bitch. dancing and making money every single night, that's where I want to be. That's when I was me. I don't even understand how I always get in trouble. I feel like I'm always in trouble. I feel like I'm a celebrity that always be in the principal's office.
The problems with this are multifold.
I like her. I'm sorry.
Do too. But sometimes it's so easy to imagine her as a 12-year-old when she talks the way she talks.
It sounded like Mike earlier in the show. Like he just wants to be a regular dad.
I am a regular dad. I'm just an old one that gets frustrated with coaches that are
do something. Well, Mike, all is not grim in the world of celebrity.
Yes.
Not when Kevin Hart is debuting a brand new product. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Hart tequila.
I didn't just put my name on this. This is real for me. I love tequila. Love it. So much that I had to make my own. But love will only take you so far. You want great? You go out and get great. In this case, 11 generations worth of great. This is Grand Coromino Tequila Cristalino.
He didn't just put his name on it, Mike.
I'm so over the celebrity booze.
Yeah. I really am.
Rob, how do you feel about it?
You know what? If I were to drink...
No. This is like professional athletes that get into the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
I think there ought to be more room for other people, like expert distillers that come up with brilliant new flavors. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's a celebrity plunking his name down on something he had probably very little to create.
It's like Kirkland. It's like Kirkland. Yeah, is what it is.
It sucks.
Oscar, you've got to be excited about the new Top Gun Maverick movie.
Oh, my God. Yes, 100%.
I have to admit, the ads look pretty good.
They look pretty good.
And Lady Gaga does the theme to the new one. Have you heard it yet?
I have not.
Here's Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. Cats jumping off the deck, shoving in the overdrive.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
No. I'm sorry. It's not Lady Gaga. I was only kidding. This is Lady Gaga. That, you know what?
You've been away a while. Was that an attempt at humor?
That was a tailor-made Oscar joke, and he loved it.
Okay. Here's the actual Kenny Loggins one.
That was Kenny Loggins from the first one from the 1950s.
This is the real
Lady Gaga song. It's from Top Gun Maverick. It's called Hold My Hand.
Stop for a second. Hold on now, because sometimes I have to rewind, and you want to just... get through it. I have to ask you. So the Lady Gaga is legitimately doing a theme for the new Top Gun.
And I do have it. And it's actually everything Lady Gaga does is very good.
Okay.
But I want you to hear it. There's a clip of it out. It's called Hold My Hand. This is Lady Gaga.
But if you decide to, I'll ride in this life with you. I won't let go till the end.
Money. I don't care. I'm paying money to go
see her.
Yeah, I can't believe I missed her the last time through
that level of talent. I don't think there's anyone that touches her that's out there today.
Yeah, you gotta see her.
That's a great record, man.
You saw her, right, Ron?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. She did a few songs with Tony Bennett. Remember, she did a surprise walk-on, and that was really cool.
What was it like to see her in person live? Was that cool?
It was electric and exciting, and you could feel it, and there was so cool to see them together. But it was sort of tempered by the lady next to me saying, "Who is that with Tony?"
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Jesus. Yeah.
Who is that with Tony Bennett?
I'm going to save up for that one.
I don't know who that lady is. I was very excited because I thought Tony Bennett was bringing his daughter out again. And that was going to be a drag. But then it was Tony Bennett, I think, on his last tour before he had to stop touring. And she's lurking behind the piano. And Tony Bennett, he's just hugged himself. And he said, "Who is that back there? Is that Lady Gaga?"
And then later on, we'd all find out that he really didn't know.
Stop it.
Well, 60 Minutes told us
that he didn't know.
Yeah, that's right. And then he recognized her. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, who is that? Lady Gaga, thank God it's not my daughter. She's flat.
Okay. All right.
Sings a little flat.
Flat.
Ireland.
Okay.
Yes. Ireland Baldwin. I was not going to. Yeah, I had to correct myself there. Maybe I should have said sharp. So Ireland Baldwin, who is the Baldwin daughter that in the legendary Alec Baldwin rave out.
Horribly treated by her father, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And her mother is Kim Basinger. Or Basinger. Mm-hmm. She did a thing on, I believe this was on, not TikTok, but I think the Gram. She did a video of unforgettable things that her boyfriend has said to her through the years.
Oh.
And some of them are pretty amazing. Let's say you're a young lady dating and you get these lines.
Are you really going to eat all that? You'll never be as beautiful as your mom. I've always wanted to I bet you don't even remember what you did last night. I'm just not really attracted to you like that. When I get home, I'm gonna smash your face against the wall. If you break up with me, I'm gonna post these videos of you. Do you think you can get me a modeling contract? Do you think your dad will help me get into NYU? Do you think your dad would get me an audition for SNL? I'm really funny. No beer. Beer makes you fat. Nobody's ever gonna love you. None of my friends' girlfriends eat as much as you.
And so that's what it's like to be that girl.
Brutal.
These are Ireland Baldwin's people quotes. That have said these things
yeah,
to her?
People that she's been dating has said that.
She's got to swipe the right direction. That's just horrible. Right. My God.
Your mom is so hot, I want to F her. That's nice. That's nice.
Bye. See you later. Terrible. I hope she's found some good ones in the crop, too, you know?
Well, Mike, let's close with something a little more upbeat. Are you familiar with the Sprite Challenge?
No.
This is a TikTok thing on the TikTok. Oscar, maybe you've heard it. You chug an entire bottle of Sprite without burping or gagging, and if you do, you win. These are two young ladies. I'd put them in their mid-teens in Australia, and one of them gets through it, but the aftermath almost sounds like The Exorcist.
I can't do it.
My tummy hurt.
And that's how you play the Sprite Challenge, and that's all I got.
Yay, that's awesome. Oh, my God.
Please come again.
That's it. We got to get out of here. That's another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. Join us tomorrow for a brand new episode with Oscar from Savannah.
Savannah.
I'm sorry. Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston.
I've got someone distracting me here.
30 minutes.
All right. You can't do that. All right, I love you, okay? What are you doing? All right, go ahead. Do one walking back of me. All right, there we go.
Doing the floss.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara. I don't know where the hell he is. Saying so long, everybody.
Aloha.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
It's in the hole!